I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Governor J.B. Pritzker sidestepped questions about whether he still has confidence in Michael Madigan. Madigan is the longtime Illinois House Speaker and also chairs the state Democratic Party. Close acquaintances of Madigan's were the subject of raids by federal agents recently. Nobody's been charged with wrongdoing, and Pritzker is taking a wait-and-see approach.
Allegations are just that, and so we'll see. I haven't actually seen what those allegations might be. I mean, I think at this point, there are a number of people being contacted. You know, we've read the stories that you all have put out, but it's hard to tell what it's really all about.
Earlier this month, WBEZ reported federal investigators searched the home of former Chicago alderman Michael Zaleski, looking for records pertaining to Madigan. Meanwhile, Governor Pritzker signed into law a debt collection reform package. The measure calls for lowering interest rates on outstanding consumer debt from 9% to 5%. It will also trim 10 years off the time a lender can pursue collection. The legislation would apply to consumer debt under $25,000 for things such as car loans or medical bills. That's for debts that have a court judgment. State Representative Will Gazzardi is the Chicago Democrat who sponsored the bill. He says often those facing legal judgments are on a fixed income and have run into major expenses they can't afford.
These aren't people who are trying to shirk their obligations. These aren't scofflaws. These are hardworking Illinoisans who want to pay back what they owe. But unfortunately, too often they are trapped under a burden of debt and interest that they cannot escape.
The measure takes effect January 1st. Illinois Congressman Dan Lipinski is lamenting the level of gun violence in the U.S. after fleeing a gunman during the California Festival shooting. Lipinski was at the Gilroy Garlic Festival in Northern California with his wife when a gunman fatally shot three people, including two children, and wounded 12 others. Lipinski said in a statement that the shooter was not far from him and his wife when they heard loud pops. He said they seemed to get closer as they ran. The gunman opened fire as the festival was in its closing hours. Lipinski said gun violence is sickening and that it must be dealt with. He added Sunday's tragedy would have been worse if police hadn't acted quickly. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Governor J.B. Pritzker is scheduled to be on the SIU Edwardsville campus today to sign legislation giving students more voices on the university's governing board. The bill would give both student trustees a binding vote on the board of trustees. Currently, governors must designate which campus representative has the binding vote. But Pritzker recently designated Mackenzie Rogers, the Edwardsville student trustee, as the voting member. That happened earlier this month. As he signs legislation today, that designation will end in December. Both Rogers and Carbondale student trustee Breon Lockett would have the vote as of January 1st. All of Route 3 is now open. The Illinois Department of Transportation says Route 3 south of Route 146 to Gale reopened during the noon hour yesterday. It comes after IDOT reopened Route 3 near McClure on Route 146 to East Cape Girardeau on Friday. The stretch of highway had been closed for more than a month because of high water. The start of school will be delayed at Unity Point in Carbondale. School Board President D.W. Presley says the first full day of school for students has been pushed back 2 weeks to August 28th. He says it's because of mold issues that appeared while staff was away over the July 4th holiday weekend.
We had some sort of power failure, which sent two of our HVAC units into a mode which unfortunately continued to bring in warm, well, actually hot and very moist outside air uncontrolled without the compressors running.
Presley says the school calendar committee will now move the end of the academic year back to June 12th. I'm Jennifer Fuller.